Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine abyss, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Splish splash, I was taking some kind of bath all upon a something kind of night. It was dark out, it was bright out, it had shadows, and it had some kind of weird thingy booby kind of creeping away on the right hand side, and I had to then go and find it, capture it, kill it, eat its head, and then spit out the remains. And I looked at it and I said, what is this? Why are there bones in these things? There shouldn't be bones in these things. Why are there bones? Oh, look at that bone. That's a nice kind of shiny bone. I'm going to use that bone because that bone is going to be kind of on the awkward side and kind of like, I can wear that bone and then it'll be neat. And I could keep talking like this, but I'm going to show and say, hi, After Rot World. Welcome to the show. We don't have a Jazzy with us anymore, and we're currently in a state of fluctuations, but for tonight's show, we have brought the imitable, inimitable, equitable EW to tonight's show. Hi, EW.
I heard you say you were taking a bath. It must be Wednesday.
Must be. I never bath on Wednesday.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know you had to get kind of smelling up purity for everyone.
Purity? I don't do purity. I don't think I've ever done Purdy.
Purdy's fun.
Oh, actually, Purdy was very cute. She was in the Avengers second series with, what was it, Gambit and Purdy. The new adventures of the Avengers.
Okay, you're going to start on that, and the first thing I'm going to say is if Marvel's going to come out with some more X-Men, they need
not those Avengers.
Oh, okay.
We're talking the British spies TV series Avengers.
Oh, yes. I do remember that.
Steed and Emma Peel.
Yeah.
Emma Peel did not show up in the second series, the new Avengers. It was just Steed and Purdy and Gambit.
Yeah. Well, you said Gambit, and that's what the one I was...
I know. I know.
That took me out. Yeah, I'm sorry. I loved X-Men, and Gambit was my all-time favorite character. Him and, of course... Or dare I say it, Wolverine?
Okay, I'll let you have those. But you'll never guess who my favorite Marvel characters are.
I'm going to go with Deadpool as one.
Nope.
What?
Nope.
Okay, I'm off the list then because I thought that would have been one.
I find Deadpool to be amusing, and I read the stories, but he's not even anywhere in my top 10.
I'll be doggone.
Ghost Rider is my number one.
I should have thought of that one.
My number two is Deathlok.
I would not have thought that one to be as your number two.
Number three is Warlock.
Uh-huh.
Number four would be Doctor Strange.
Really?
Then Silver Surfer.
So I loved Silver Surfer.
Oh, Silver Surfer's always been awesome. Captain Marvel is in there. She-Hulk is in there. And funnily enough, Dazzler's not in my top 10, but I always got a kick out of Dazzler.
Yeah.
Black Bolt is definitely in my top 10.
Hmm.
From the Inhumans.
Yeah, I remember that one too.
Yeah, I was always into a lot of the original Jack Kirby stuff.
Yeah, I loved my comics. I had to have my separate ones. I had to be very specific on which ones I followed, and I was a stickler for that. But I was a huge X-Men fan.
And Nova.
Yeah.
I always got a kick out of Nova. And for whatever strange reason, Iron Fist, Luke Cage, Power Man, and Iron Fist.
Well, you know what got me into the Fantastic Four, right?
I'm going to guess the Invisible Woman.
No, Silver Surfer.
Yes, I kind of gathered that.
On that, yeah.
Not to broach too much in the movie because it was like poopy.
Yeah, they could have really done a heck of a lot better on that, but it was kind of fun. Certain scenes.
Well, most anyway. Of that movie was good. I mean, all the surfer bits, like ooh, awesome, ooh, look at that, neat, and then ooh, cool, neat, and then you have Galactus; he's a cloud.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, that didn't work for me.
Yeah, I agree. They could have, I mean, really, they really should have done a heck of a lot better than that. But I give you this, the very first Fantastic Four movie they did wasn't so bad.
Nope, I enjoyed it. I have that on Steelbox, Steel Set, whatever the hell they call that. No, the special tin.
The special
comes
edition,
with.
Yeah.
I tend to do that with movies that I really liked. Or even moderately like. Oh, you know what? The hell, I just buy movies like that all the time. Who cares?
Well, you know, I'm the superhero type movies. I love to have them. Even if they bombed, you know, if it completes the collection, I have to get it.
I'm boycotting one movie.
Which one?
One superhero movie I will never own.
Which one?
You have to guess. It's a DC movie.
I'm gonna go with the guess. It's Superman.
No, I actually didn't mind that. I have that.
See, I'm only sticking with the Superman that was Christopher Lee.
Yeah, that's fine. I liked... I thought it was lame, but...
Christopher Reeves. Oh, I'm sorry. Halloween! I got the Christopher Lee come out.
I don't know where you got Halloween and Christopher Lee together.
No, it's Halloween time. You know, we're in the month of Halloween, so...
Oh.
Christopher
okay.
Lee's name, but I meant Christopher Reeves as Superman. He was a better Superman.
Yes, he was he portrayed the archetype much better.
Yes.
Archetype, sorry. But no, the movie that I'm boycotting from superhero movies is Catwoman. Halle Berry's Catwoman.
It did not follow the actual storyline.
He's a horrible story.
It was a very bad storyline, but I gotta say, her outfit was pretty
her
good.
Outfit is the bee's knees and the tease, please, etc.
Yeah, if you've done all the Catwoman outfits, hers probably was the best so far.
No, hers was the cattiest.
Well,
as I use my whatever laugh, Cookie Monster laugh. No, that's who's the other guy?
Well, that's
I don't know. Who cares? Yes, Snidely. That's it. Whiplash. Most of the superhero... And Electro was not a good movie either.
No, it was...
The dog's breakfast. It's like the whole big thing's like, oh, you have the two girls kiss. Ooh. Ooh.
That was like the highlight of the
movie. That was the highlight of the movie. It's like, okay, that's pretty lame.
Now, I mean, she's a good action star, but I think whoever wrote that to direct it did not go the right direction.
No, they tried to make it too woozy, okay, story kind of woozy, let's floppy, flippity, flop around here. No, I mean, that movie should have been hardcore action from the get-go.
Now, I'll do this. I'll do this one because you're going to love this. I don't know if you saw it. It hit all over the news just recently. A particular production crew put together a 2.5-minute trailer of a wannabe Wonder Woman movie.
I saw that.
Oh, man, it's got over 3 million hits. And the reason they're doing it is to prove to all the producers out there that it could be a very good moneymaker.
The Wonder Woman movie has been in production for 7 freaking years.
Yeah,
I've been hearing about this for over... No, sorry, it's actually longer than that. 8 years now. 8 years. DC really doesn't seem to be able to get its stuff together to put it out.
Well,
it's
it's not that. It's the investors who think it's going to bomb.
I would disagree.
Okay.
The reason being is Wonder Woman is one of the 3 top-selling titles that DC has in the comic book industry. You put out any merchandise for Wonder Woman, it's gone. It does not sit on the shelves. It sells consistently, repeatedly, regularly. I order as much of it as I can for resale. It sells consistently.
But what is the image taken after? Is it still taken after Linda Carter's Wonder Woman?
It's not even an image of the person. And in most cases, it's more like Linda Carter when they do image. But it's usually the cartoonized version of her.
Right.
Or it's the symbol.
Well, I know this. Oh, the symbol is pretty badass. I got to give you that.
Yes. But see, this is the thing. It's not the investors who actually control or own what can be done with that movie. I mean, look at Nolan's Dark Knight. They did an excellent job with that. They brought that franchise back to a good cooking stage, and they've got a really good franchise going there. And that can continue to grow because it's got the right set of elements. It's got dark, it's got moodiness, it's got story, it's got action, it's got all that stuff going on for it, and it's good.
But do you think it would be better if it continued as Christopher Nolan?
I think it would get stale if he did continue it. That's why I'm quite glad that it's, he did three movies, signed on, said, bam, that's it. It's like, okay, that's the way to do it. Because that's the way comic books work. When you want really good story arcs in comics, you don't keep the same writers on all the time. They get boring. They get stale. They get, oh, let's just have them fight somebody again. It's like, yeah, we did that already 30 issues ago. Come up with something new.
That's the one thing about comic books is they always keep the villain alive. Like my all-time favorite, and I'm sad he passed away, but the guy who played Kingpin in the Spider-Man with, what's his name, Tobey Maguire?
That was Ving Rhames.
Yeah. No, that's not Ving Rhames.
What's the other guy I always mistake for Ving Rhames?
Yeah, he passed away, unfortunately, from a heart attack, but he was the perfect Kingpin if you followed the comic book series. Even though the comic book series made it a white guy, I think he fit the role perfectly. And so you lose. See, you get some crappy movies, but you get some perfect characters that really should be where they should be. So if somebody actually sat back from the sidelines and said, oh, okay, and brought all the elements together, you probably could have a lifelike movie, pure comic book, and don't kill your bad guys off until it's that time, you know?
I have no problem killing the bad guys. I understand why they keep bringing them back consistently. Because it's about sales, and at the end of the day, that's what comic books is about. It's about making money and selling stuff.
But who was Batman's biggest nemesis?
Well, I guess that really depends on who you want to talk to, but for the most part, it's the Joker.
Exactly.
But he's not my favorite nemesis for the Batman.
No? Which one was yours?
Man-Bat is.
Hmm.
And only because it's a play on what Batman represents, and it's a play on, well, it's about people going through what kind of weird machination that changes you from a life story, life of this, and then, oh, hey, let's go over here. All right. And see, Joker just... The whole Joker storyline with Batman is really, for me, not the coolest thing, because all they really do is keep force-feeding and propping it up. Oh yeah, Batman can't kill the Joker because if he kills the Joker, he steps across that line. That means he's no longer the Batman anymore. It's like, dude, he's been doing 800 episodes already. It's gone for like 60 years, well, 40 years or whatever now. 50 years now. And he's gotta grow and progress. And in the comic book series they did Injustice Gods Among Us, which is part of the video game right now, Superman killed the Joker. Okay, so right now you're taking out two truisms in the DC universe and just saying, screw you guys, we're playing with your head. We messed you up. And this is in the very first issue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that was cool. That was awesome. But now they're getting boring again, I think, in my book with the whole thing, because now they're bringing Lex Luthor in, and it's like, let's take over the world, let's make blah, 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 blah. That storyline's been explored already. They got to expand past that. And I think that's kind of what the Joker represents for DC Comics. He becomes a, let's throw a villain in. Okay, the Joker's great.
Yeah.
He's the go-to villain for DC.
I just don't think anyone's going to be able to bring it back to life like Heath Ledger did.
Oh, totally not. Heath delivered the Joker on a beautiful steaming plate full of, wow, that's like, ooh, damn, man, that's the Joker right there. That was it.
Right.
You know what I mean? But they have to expand past that. I mean, that's what comic books is about. Comic books is about exploring all kinds of things. You can't just keep hitting the same head over and over and over again. Otherwise, then you get what's called the Savage Dragon.
Right, right.
And if you've ever read the Savage Dragon, he dies in every single freaking issue, and they have like 125 issues or whatever, but he dies every single issue.
Yeah, wow. Well, on that note, I guess we should go...
No.
Like that, no?
No, we shouldn't do that.
No? Oh, come on.
No. We'll do that after the break.
That was jazzy we were chasing off anyways.
I'm sure. I'm sure it was. Because right now we're going to talk about movies that I saw this week and last week.
Yes, it is that time.
I saw some movies. I saw 5 movies.
Wow, you were busy, B.
Yeah, well, there was Thanksgiving in there for Canada. Thanksgiving, Canada. Happy Thanksgiving, Canada.
Yes.
That's my people's. Represent, yo.
See, I'm going to start going up there in October, so I'm going to have Thanksgiving up there, and then come back down here in November so I can have it again.
Mm-hmm. You're good luck with that. So, first movie I'm going to talk about is This is the End.
I was going to pick that one up, too. I wasn't sure about it.
I wasn't too sure about it either. Seth Rogen, or Rogan, however the hell he likes to pronounce his name. I'm calling him Rogan because he might as well be an advertisement for Rogan.
It's like he did it.
He did it. He's the one that took the pills. He's got... I don't know what the hell it is. But... So the movie starts off, it's like, oh man, it's a stoner slacker movie. Oh, what the hell? It's like, why the hell did I pick this up and watch it? It's like, fuck. Yeah, okay, watch it. Do-do-do. It's like, whoa! And then it just delves into a whole bunch of, whoa! I did not believe they would do that in a Hollywood movie.
So it was worth it.
Oh, it's totally worth it. It's hilarious. And I didn't even recognize Emma Watson in the movie as to what she was, because I'm not a big Harry Potter fan, but I didn't realize that was Hermione from Harry Potter until somebody said, oh, I really wanted to talk to her about her roles in Harry Potter, because I had some serious questions. But it's like, dude, seriously? That was killer funny stuff there. But yeah. The basic premise of the movie is the apocalypse has arisen. The rapture has occurred, and the Hollywood actors are left behind because, oh well, they're all a bunch of scumbums. So naturally, comedy and hilarity ensues when you have a room full of Hollywood actors. It's like, why are we still here? Oh my god, we got left behind! Kind of thing. Funny stuff. My favorite thing is, I'm on the fence with Seth Rogen. I like him in some stuff, and I didn't like him in the other stuff. I mean, I really hated Green Hornet. That was a horrible rendition of the movie. He really should not have picked himself out to do that movie, because he sucked at it.
Right.
But some of his comedy movies is like, that was funny. I laughed my stuff off on that. Like, Zack and Miri Make a Porno. Love that movie.
Yeah, so, but, I don't know.
There's a line that the one guy delivers in the movie. Seth, this is your serious face? Really? This is what you bring as a serious face? Where the heck was that in Green Hornet? I howled as soon as I heard that. Because Seth Rogen is one of the guys who wrote the movie, and he's directing it and producing it, and he's the main star in the movie. It's like, okay, dude, I have to have a lot of respect. If you can actually make fun of yourself like that, that's cool. But all of the Hollywood people in this movie are playing themselves. They are not playing, well, they're playing Hollywood fantasy versions of themselves, because I'm sure Michael Cera is a twit, but I can't see him being that much of a twit that he's in this movie. And James Franco, I loved how he got his final thing in the movie. That was awesome. But I don't want to spoil the movie for anyone. It's definitely totally worth watching. Everybody should watch it. It's fun. I give it multiple thumbs up and say, dudes, movie worth watching. Bing.
All right.
Another movie I watched. This one I have less enthusiasm for. I Spit on Your Grave 2.
Isn't that part of the I forget the name of that horror series. I can't think of it right now.
You mean the Masters of Horror?
No, I think it's like 8 Movies to Die To or
no.
Something like that.
No, 8 Movies to Die For? No.
There you go, that's the one.
Yeah, it's not one of those.
Oh.
I've watched one of those. And those were interesting, because most of those movies are artistically stylistic horror-type movies. I Spit on Your Grave is a, in simplest terms, a rape, vengeance, torture movie. And I kind of knew it was going to be over-the-top graphic violence depictions. And it was like, okay, well, I haven't watched anything like that in a while, so I'll slap it on. It's like, okay, that'll be something different to watch for a while. I'm not a big fan of rape scenes. The rape scene in this movie is very disturbing, very uncomfortable to watch. And it's like, really? But the really scary thing is I can see this does happen every once in a while in the world. But moving past that, then we get to the torture revenge portion of the movie. And it's pretty graphic. And it's pretty disturbing. And then it gets pretty boring because the vengeance is very predictable. So all in all, it's like I thought the movie was like, eh, whatever. If that's your kick, go watch it. But it's not really my kick much. I mean, torture, vengeance, rape movies don't really do much for me. And I really hadn't thought about what I was watching before I started watching. It's like, oh, right, that's what this movie's about. Okay, I'll sit through it. I'll watch it. I have to watch that kind of movie every once in a while just to cleanse it out.
Right.
But I recommend to watch it, but only if you're into that kind of thing. those of you who have sensitive palates, those of you who, are squeamish at the sight of blood, you don't watch this movie. Because it's not the kind of thing that you can just explain away as being, yeah, that's just fantasy horror stuff. That's not real. That's not a monster hiding in the streets. Like, yeah, this actually depicts the kind of monsters that really do walk the earth. People. Right. People with messed up mentalities, and it's just one of those movies.
Yeah, I've only seen one movie similar to that, and the rape scene wasn't as disturbing. But if it's enough to make you cringe, then
not that I like and go out of my way to watch rape scenes.
Yeah, well, neither do I. I mean, this is one of my first, well, not one of my first, but one of the few foreign films that I would watch, you know, and I'm not, yeah, I like some foreign films, you know.
I like a lot of foreign films.
But this one got me by surprise. I wasn't expecting it.
What's it called?
I can't remember the name of it right offhand. I'll try to look it up real quick. But
what was it about?
Well, it was confusing the way it started because it was this guy that was all bloody and the people are throwing him in the car and they're driving away really fast. But apparently, this film actually plays backwards. So, you know, your storyline's totally backwards. But this guy's sister, who's, I guess, a very well-respected young lady, decides to take this other path home, and this guy, I guess, who's a pimp or something, literally rapes her in this one area, and everybody just from there takes off. Well, apparently she doesn't make it after they finally get her, and the brother decides he wants revenge, and he goes after the guy and beats the crap out of him.
Okay, if you find out that it's I Spit on Your Grave...
It's not.
Okay. Because that's the original movie I'm referring to, which kind of started a bit of this. And I think that's a Canadian movie, too, the first one. And then there's the remake that came out a couple years ago, and then this one, which is a sequel of the remake. The original I Spit on Your Grave is totally butt-clenching. Oh my God, that's horrible! Not as in horrible bad, but horrible as in the sequence of events and things that happen. The depiction at the time was so... Sorry?
Irreversible. That's a film. It's from 2002. It was a French film.
I have not seen that.
Yeah, it's with Monica Bellucci.
I know that name.
Yeah, she's the young lady that actually gets raped in the scene.
Cool. Yeah, I'm not cool. But yes, gotcha. If you want to watch a really creepy movie, you want to watch one of the earliest Canadian horror movies.
Which one?
Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things.
I think I remember you telling me that one.
It's banned in the States.
Yeah, it explains why I can't find it.
But yes, so on to the third movie. Third movie was fun, back to good old-fashioned slasher flicks. Curse of Chucky.
Ooh, the new one, right?
The new one. I was really impressed with it. I liked it. And if you watch it, dudes, dudettes, people of other dubious natures... Stay through the credits and watch the whole damn thing. Seriously, Do not leave before the credits are done. There are three endings to this movie. There is the movie ending. Then there's, oh, look, a little gotcha in the credits ending. And then there's another ending. That one you do not want to miss. But it's not as campy as the last couple of movies. Like, The Seed of Chucky was like, oh my goodness, that was over the top campy. Okay, what can we do? Oh, we got a little puppet running around killing people. Okay, that's fun. This movie is actually a good old-fashioned return to slasher scary movies. You know right from the beginning, it's the doll, it's going to kill people. Do they hide that? No. However, the family, you can empathize with them and understand that they don't know this. They don't have no history whatsoever to the character of Chucky, and have no clue what's going on with it, and then all of a sudden, he starts killing people. Ooh, what a surprise. But it's done really, really well. And nothing was like, oh, okay, I wasn't really shocked by anything. Ooh, I was surprised by one thing, but it wasn't scary. It was like, wow, they put that into this movie? Neat. I won't say what it is because it happens with the two women. And that's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was also surprised about, there was no nudity in this movie. None whatsoever.
I know about a particular scene that is shot because it's in the trailer.
There's a thong shot.
Yeah, there's
no nudity.
There's quite a few lingerie shots from what I understand.
Nope. One girl, less than 2 minutes, maybe three at tops. Wow. That's it. There was no nudity in this movie whatsoever.
Huh.
And I was surprised, pleasantly so. Well, as much as I'm not seeing any naked chicks in this movie, it actually leads credence to the movie more because it's a story. There is no, why do you have a naked chick doing that in the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So everything in the movie made sense to me. And I liked open, closed story. Totally leaves open for more continued sequels and everything else like that, but still, a very well done movie in my book.
Awesome.
Number four movie, Manborg.
Not heard of this one.
I would be surprised if you had. This has got to be one of the cheesiest movies I've ever seen. A buddy of mine lent me his DVD of it. I lent him my DVD of another movie called Father's Day, which is a weird movie. But it's done by the same team of people, Astron 6. But after you watch the movie, one of the coolest things about this movie is watching the special features at the end and how they did the stop-motion animation for the demons and monsters. The premise on this movie is that Dr. Dude, scientist, is doing his experiments and looking into things and finding out the nature of universe and everything, etc., 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 accidentally opens the portal to hell. Ooh! Guess who comes a-knocking? Some demons, of course. Count Draculon, to be more precise. He's coming to invade the Earth and take over everything. He doesn't really talk like that. I just threw that in there.
Oh, okay.
So they've got hell technology. And their soldiers are covering the Earth and killing everybody and consuming people and all this other normal hell invasion type stuff. And then Dr. Boy has realized, oh my god, I did a bad thing. I gotta fix it. So then he builds Manborg, who is one of the soldiers that kind of, oh, look, he died. Yeah, let's bring him back as a cyborg. So that. It's cheesy because the special effects are cheesy as hell. They're so obviously over the top green screen application of special effects. You got these monster-y type things that are, you know how Ray Harryhausen was in Voyage of Sinbad and everything else like that?
Yeah.
And then the skeletons and everything goes like, ah. Well, you got them fighting stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really well done as far as the stop motion animation. Everything else is the lines are over the top corny. The Baron, who's like the second in command of the Count, he's hitting on the one girl all the time. He's like, oh, I brought you flowers. Oh, wait, no, I didn't. Wait, yes, no. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm so confused. Kind of thing. And he's hilarious.
Wow.
And then they have this one character on there, Number One Man. So he's an Asian guy. He's always topless throughout the entire movie. He's Mr. Kung Fu guy.
Oh, but, that's why he's topless.
Well, yeah. And he's overdubbed. I am going to help kick your ass. And you can see that it's not matching synced properly to his lips as he's talking. He's saying it, but it's out of sync a little bit. It's like, oh my god, that's funny. So, I mean, there's a lot of things like that are deliberately made to be over-the-top corny in this movie, and it's hilarious. But bad. But funny. Deliberately so, so it works out good. And the number five movie, ha! Big solo ending. John dies at the end.
Ah, you finally saw it.
I saw that movie. And I qualify that movie as Naked Lunch meets Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Hey, I didn't say it was the greatest of movies, but I thought it was...
Oh, no. It's an awesome movie. I love this movie. I think this movie is fan-freaking-tastic.
Well, get this. One of the people I interviewed last week was one of the actors in that movie.
Which, who did he play?
I'm going to pull it up right now, I'll tell you. But yeah, it was pretty cool. I didn't know until after. I mean, I was looking at his IMDb while we were talking, but I was like, didn't even think about it.
Because one of the guys I liked seeing in the movie was like, out of the blue, hey, it's the Kurgan. And
right.
If you don't know the reference there, you sadly have not watched enough movies. Did you not get the reference?
I got it.
So you have seen the movie?
Yes.
Highlander?
Yes.
Okay. The big tall guy, the Kurgan. Oh, it's the Kurgan. It's like, what? He's Marconi. Yes, he played the character Marconi in John Dies. Yeah, no, I love this movie. It was hilarious.
Okay, I'm going to tell you which character he played. The reanimated dead guy. That was the name of his character.
The reanimated dead guy. Oh, the bald guy, the wrestler?
Yeah.
Sorry. Thought's the ox that killed me.
Like, yeah, I love the meat monster.
Yeah. The meat monster was fun.
I know it was cheesy how they put it together, but still it was worth it.
Well, the whole movie, the time sequence on it is kind of really screwed up, and it worked for me because it's all a bunch of these little tiny little short stories going on, and bam, it's all part of encompassed by the larger story of he's trying to get his story out, and bam, oh, surprised, we screwed with you, bam, back down to small story again.
Well, what did you think about that twist at the end?
I loved that twist. I loved all the twists in the movie. I loved when they were playing their basketball game. Did you watch the end credits as well?
I did, but I don't remember if the version I saw had anything in it.
Played the basketball game, and then the basketball drops into a black hole thing, and says, oh, let's go check that out.
Yes, I do remember that one.
Yes, that amused me immensely. I was like, I have to watch this again. I didn't finish watching all the special features, because now I'm going to have to watch the whole damn movie over again with the commentary on. Just because I'm like that, kind of kooky, kind of crazy, kind of weird that way.
They're going to come out with a part two.
There is a sequel. Well, there's a book that he wrote as a sequel called This Book Has Spiders. I don't know the story yet because I haven't actually read it yet, but I do plan on reading it. It should be fun.
Yeah, I don't know. If it's going to be like that,
The movie's not the book, okay? For John Dies at the End, the movie is close to the book, but it's not the book.
Well, obviously, you can't get a whole book into a movie.
Well, you can if you want a 3.5-hour movie or whatever, but it's like saying it's loosely based on the book. Yeah. It's not like how The Lord of the Rings is, oh my god, that's all so much of the book in the movie. This was like World War Z where, oh yeah, I could see where you draw that parallel from there to there, I guess. Maybe stretched a little bit, and that's kind of like, oh yeah, okay, I see that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
What can I say?
Yeah, so, but you know, that's movie review, so you know what that means now?
Maybe.
That's what that means now. Song has one of those creepy little, hey, intro, extra, done.
Yeah, it fooled me earlier. I was going to start talking and boom, music.
Actually, I kind of threw in a bit of a quick yell. Stop there because I know it. So, that was the intermezzo for today. That is done now. Arklich. I always keep wanting to call him Arklight. I don't know why, but it just happens to be the way the name says, and then I see it, and then the memory goes, Arklight! Wait, what's an Arklight? Arklight Reactor! Oh, Iron Man. Bright, shiny things go boom. But he thought it was Veruca Salt. I had to correct him, because it's like, I haven't put them on in an intermezzo song yet. But one day, they are in my list.
Coming soon to a Zombie Zach near you.
Of somewhat like about 53,000 songs. I have a small collection of music. I've been like music a lot. But the second part of today's show is going to be dedicated to what are we going to talk about? Well, I don't know. I think I might go, not really, really loud, because I could actually go much louder than that. But I figured if I do that, I might cause some people to jump out of their chairs again. And while as that might amuse the crowd, well, it would amuse the crowd. Actually, you know what? I might do it again at some point when nobody's expecting it and just really freak the crap out of y'all. I don't know. I might. I might not. I might just, like, save it up for a couple of episodes and then just scream out at y'all. But we're going to talk about Scream Queens.
Yeah.
One of the reasons is because I think you've got a guest coming up on a show soon. And I thought, gosh darn it, that would be awesome to talk about. Because I actually met one of my favorite Scream Queens.
Really? Which one?
Yes, Linnea Quigley.
Ah.
I talked to her at Horror Realm in Pittsburgh. What was it? 2-3 years ago now? Yeah, 2-3 years ago. So there was a panel, a discussion panel. Oh, and Tiffany Shepis, too. A discussion panel going on about the women of horror. And I have them videotaped because I was like the convention videographer person type thing. And basically, I had a video camera, so I went around videotaping people.
I got to talk to, in all my life, I think I've talked to three of the Scream Queens. One I will have on the show tonight.
Yay! But
the other two was, of course, Linnea Quigley and Monique Dupree.
But did you get Linnea Quigley to sign a book of her chainsaws and aerobics class book thing?
No, actually, I don't think she had it out when I talked to her. I was a production manager for a film company at the time.
And I gave her my book of poetry.
Now, that would be awesome. Which one is the one that...
Poetic and Cursed, chaptered and versed, Poetic and Cursed.
Which I believe is available on our store tab.
It's on stuff. Go find it on the internet and thing and buy it. It's neat. That's my whole promotional spiel for stuff. It's like, yeah, it's good. Go find it. It's okay. It's like over there.
Well, we've got a controversy of the top 10.
Yeah, man. I don't like your list.
Well, I'm not 100% for it either. I saw your list as well, but we've discovered that your list is not in order.
I narrowed my list down to my top 10 favorites, in no particular order.
I still don't like number one on there. I can't believe it.
She's not my number one. She's not even in my top 20.
Thank you.
I mean, she's well, I'd call her in my top 100, sure, but she's not in my top list.
Okay, now I have to ask, because one that I would say should be in the top, my top, probably top five, because she's that's the most famous scream scene ever, and she's not in this list that I found. So I'm disappointed. But believe it or not, the mother of Jamie Lee Curtis. Do you know what her real name is?
No, but is it the chick from Psycho?
Yeah, Janet Lee is the mother of Jamie Lee Curtis.
What's her name?
Janet Lee.
She's actually one of my top 10.
See?
She's not my top, but she's in my top 10.
Yeah, I would say she's in the top 5 is where I would put her, but you know, I mean, it's like the most iconic scream scene ever when it comes to movies.
Yes, it's one when you want to say classic scream scenes that are, oh my god, she's in danger, and what does she do? She screams.
Yep.
Okay. And this is something I've been noticing a lot in movies recently, and I keep thinking about, why do you scream? Seriously? Why? All you're doing is drawing attention to yourself. Do you think it's like the animal response thing where you can say scream at it and it scares the crap out of somebody else and you can get away? No! You got a demon. It's 30 feet tall. He's crushing everything. You scream. Oh, there you are. Stomp.
Right.
Moving on.
Do you want me to go through mine really fast?
Go through yours and then I'll go through mine.
Okay, so coming in at number 10 is Amber Heard, most commonly known for, and soon The Darkness, The Stepfather, which was pretty wicked. And that's just a couple there. Heather Langenkamp. You know I'm going to slaughter some of these names.
Langenkamp.
Yeah, the girl from Nightmare on Elm Street. Jennifer Love Hewitt. Now, they give her this as number 8 because of I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Which the first one was awesome.
Yeah.
Second one was okay. Third one was like, did anybody see that one?
I didn't know there was a third one, so I guess that answers that question.
I saw the third one.
But I would not have put Jennifer Love Hewitt on there. I'm sorry. I mean, she played an awesome, she played great series, which was called The Ghost Whisperer. But
I would disagree on that being a great series. But
yeah, it was good for if you kind of like those kind of shows, you know, but I just would not classify her as a scream queen. I'm sorry. But number 7, I know, would probably...
She's on my list.
Yeah, I was going to say. Number 7, Tiffany Shepis. And for those who might not know, she is...
Trauma!
Trauma film favorite, that's right. So, and I think when I was talking about that list of top 10, I think these other ladies are the Trauma, for Trauma as well. That's why they're on that top 10 list. So, okay.
Well, Trauma is well known for all of their slasher campy, whoa, what the hell kind of horror, oh my gosh, kind of movies.
Exactly. All right, so number 6. And I would say she probably should have been a little bit higher, but because when she reprised her role in this film, she kept that scream going. And that is Jamie Lee Curtis.
I will admit she's got a set of pipes on her.
Yes, she does.
But she's not in my list.
I'm actually surprised, but it makes sense because I've seen some of your list and I understand why.
She's not in my top 10 list. She'd be in the list later, but not in the top 10.
Yeah. All right. Number 5, according to this list, Alexandra Daddario. Hope I said that right. She is from, if you guys listened to Free Pie Night last week, she is actually the star of the movie, which I thought was already out, but Texas Chainsaw 3D, and we actually had Leatherface on last week.
Cool. Yeah. Texas Chainsaw is out at the theaters, I think, now.
Now, okay, yeah. Cool. So, if you guys didn't pay attention, both the guys that played Leatherface for that film were on last week, so that was pretty cool. I got today. Oh, anyway. Number 4. Now, you guys would recognize her as Buffy the Vampire Slayer and think, why the hell? But they give her Scream Queen because of the movie The Grudge, and that is Sarah Michelle Gellar. I don't agree with it. I think you're right on the money with me there, too, right?
She's not in my top 10 or even my top 50. Yeah. As much as I like her as an actress, I like her, and I like the movie The Grudge.
Yeah.
It was fine, but I wouldn't exactly call her a scream queen. I would call her a horror actress.
I mean, but she's the, and I hate to say it in these terms because I know you keep your show pretty clean, but I think of her as the, and it's probably going to get beeped, the kick-ass, the hero of every show.
Her as Buffy.
Yeah, well, I can't see her, I mean, the way she acts and everything, I just can't see her playing the victim, really. She just doesn't strike me as that role, no matter how she acts.
I can buy that.
Yeah, so, all right, so number 3, I know, is on your top 10 list.
Oh, heck yeah.
And Miss Linnea Quigley.
Yeah, we like her.
Yeah, so, now, the top 2 here, I do not agree with number 1. But we'll get to that in a second. Number two, Danielle Harris.
Oh, I've met her.
I was hoping you would say that.
No. Yeah, I met her at Horror Realm as well.
Yeah, she's known for...
Nice girl.
Yeah, I mean, Hatchet, Shiver, Fatal Call, Hallows Eve, you know, those are her most common areas. Typically known, like I said, as a Scream. Number one...
Yeah, but don't forget all the Halloween movies she was in, too.
Well, that is true. That is actually true. I'm just going off what they had on this list, but
Ooh, she was in a good movie.
Which one?
I keep forgetting about that one. Stakeland.
I need to watch that. Okay.
You need to watch that. I'm very surprised you still haven't watched that.
I will watch it tonight. I'll put it on the list to watch it tonight, and I can give you a review for it.
Okay.
All right. Number one, I totally disagree.
I would agree with you.
I'm hands down on this. This is garbage. She makes list as number one because of the Scream movies. But I, again, like I said, no. Nev Campbell. I
like Nev Campbell, and I like the Scream movies, but she's not a Scream queen.
I agree. She's totally not a Scream queen, and I'm sorry, on one of the lists, we actually had Drew Barrymore from Scream, and she was a cameo role in the first Scream movie and did a lot of screaming. I think she screamed more than Nev Campbell, to be honest with you. But that's
Nev
just,
didn't scream at all in the movie. She
I don't
was
her, yeah.
She
I,
was
I
the heroine of the movie.
So if I put it in my list, I would have taken out that one for sure, and somewhere in there Janet Leigh would have been in there, but she wasn't. Janet Leigh wasn't just known for Psycho. She was also known for Night of the Lepus. Ghost Story, the TV series, the original The Fog, Tales of the Unexpected, The Twilight Zone, and Halloween H2O, where she reprised her role as the mother.
And don't forget the Twilight Zone TV series.
I did say that.
Okay.
I did. The particular one, if anyone wants to see it, it's called Rendezvous in a Dark Place.
Yes. Yes.
So that was the list that I... And you and ZZ can tell you, I struggled between lists, but it was a little more, that one was a little more accurate to probably who should be there, but some, no.
Well, and then I've got my list, which is in no particular order, and of which we've already spoken of a couple of them, but I will include a couple of the names, actually I will include all of them.
Okay.
So, my top 10 Scream Queens would be Linnea Quigley, Brinke Stevens, Ingrid Pitt, Cassandra Peterson, Karen Black, Tiffany Shepis, Asia Argento, Debbie Rochon, Catherine Isabel, and it's a real toss-up for me on Janet Leigh and Barbara Steele.
Now, I have a problem. You put Cassandra Peterson as a Scream Queen.
She did a lot of old original Scream Queen movies before she was Elvira.
Ah.
Like, she did, and I would have, she was a toss-up for me as well for Julie Strain, because she's in the same vein. A lot of B-movies, a lot of old classic horror, psycho, whatever type things. Okay, the chick is always a victim. Ah, she screams, ah. And that's kind of what the whole premise of original origin of the Scream Queen thing was. And
right. She
did a bunch of those types of movies. And then she gravitated towards, oh, I'm going to be a horror icon host. Okay. And went that way. I mean, she was great. I'm not. Oh, Adrian. And by the way, Arclick is asking about Adrienne Barbeau, and she appears on the list of 97 Scream Queens that I was looking at as well.
Yeah. That is a good list, and
it was a great list. It's very encompassing.
Yeah, it is.
I don't like the order they put it in, but
I don't think the order is.
I don't think it's in any kind of order.
Yeah,
I think it's just a bunch.
But
did you recognize Catherine Isabel?
I did.
Okay, I like her.
Yeah.
And I especially like her in a movie called American Mary.
I remember that movie. It's been a while. There is one that you didn't put on there, and I was going to ask two, actually, that you didn't put on there. I was going to ask about.
Well, there's over 97 that I didn't put on there.
Well, as your top 10, and I just was curious. One of them, I would say Jodie Foster.
I never really thought of her as a Scream Queen. I always thought of her as just an actress.
Okay.
Well, I like her as an actress. I like her in a lot of things.
She is on the list, but yeah. I just didn't think, I agreed with you. I didn't think she would make it, but because of her name, I figure it might have, especially since she did Circle of Fear, House of Evil. So.
Yeah, she's done a bunch of movies. She's done a bunch of great movies. Just, yeah. I never really thought of her, think of her as a scream queen.
Now, I have a feeling you would say this. Oh, there's the other one. I knew there was another one I was missing. But there was, I would not expect anyone to think of this young lady as a scream queen, but yeah, she would fit the list because of some of the movies she did. Linda Blair.
Do you know what? She did two movies.
She did a lot more than two movies.
She did only two movies that anybody knows.
Hell Night, Chained Heat.
Yeah, keep going. Who's watched those?
Witchery.
Who's watched those?
I've seen those.
Really? I haven't.
Repossessed was more of a comedy. I'm sorry, but it was kind of funny. It's a good spoof on horror movies. She was in Scream, believe it or not.
Yeah, I think I recall seeing her as a flyby.
Yeah.
Oh, there she is.
And so, and then of course, I can mention other. I don't know if you remember Night Force. Did you ever watch Night Force? It's been a while. I'd have to go back and look it up on its actual
Night Force.
Yeah, it was a 80s horror flick. I'm going there now. IMDb. It was an 80s horror flick that it had some wicked twist to it. It actually didn't make it to the theaters. I think it actually came out on DVD.
James Van Patten?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I can't say as I've ever seen this.
Yeah, it was a horrible B flick. Right? Well, maybe less than a B film, but
I never saw that movie. Yeah. It'll eventually come up. I'll eventually watch it.
It's not really totally worth it, dude.
Yeah, it's not.
But the one that I've been trying to find, and I just found her on the list, because this particular movie, if you've ever saw the very first Texas Chainsaw Massacre, this girl screams through the whole freaking movie.
That's because she's being chopped up into itty-bitty pieces.
Yes, but she never makes the list. Why?
Maybe because she never did anything more afterwards.
Well, we'll find out. I'll mention a few and see if you say. But yes, Marilyn Burns is the actress's name. She was in Helter Skelter.
Yeah, I never liked it.
She was in Eaten Alive.
Meh.
1977 film. So some of these might not sound familiar to some people, but others it might. Kiss Daddy Goodbye. That was a freaking wicked movie.
Didn't get into it.
Yeah. Let's see. They've got Future Kill, which I can't say. I know that one.
I think I've seen that one.
Did you see that one? I've never
saw it. I wouldn't surprise me if I saw that one, because I got into all the future-y type stuff when I was young.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense then. And then Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Next Generation.
Meh.
20 years later, she comes back and does this film again. And then I did not know about this one. This one's a new one to me, so that means that she's still acting, but she was in a movie called Torture Chamber.
Heard of it, never seen it yet.
Yeah, same here, so I'll have to put that on a list to check out, but there's some others on here I didn't think should have made it, like Dee Wallace or...
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole bunch, there's people on here. I mean, they have Faye Ray on here, for crying out loud, who's a great actress, done some great movies, but Scream Queen, not so much. And Joan Crawford, as much as I like her in some of the stylish stuff she's done, it's like, one little scream, it's like, okay, no, not so much.
I mean, I'll scream when I see Joan Crawford in person, but I won't.
Well, seeing as how she's dead.
Yeah. How about Sigourney Weaver, though?
Sigourney Weaver did not strike me as a scream queen. She strikes me always as aliens, kick-ass, Ripley.
Yeah. See, that's my thought, too. I just could not see it as that. But, yeah. So, I mean, there's some in there that... You know what? I'm looking at this list. Do you know who I don't see in there?
Who don't you see in there?
I don't see Monique Dupree.
Oh, no. I think she's in there.
Is she?
Yeah. Yeah, she's down there. She's way down there. Well, no. The list is not in any kind of order that we can tell, but she is on there. And I like the fact that Elsie McCain is on there as well. She's a Facebook friend, which is funny.
Betty Davis, really?
Yeah, she doesn't do it for me on that.
I didn't think of Bette Davis as a horror or a scream queen either.
Okay, and Chloe Mertz and Katie Cassidy? Yeah, not so much.
Yeah.
Although Sarah French, yes, I would say that. She's, I've met her too. Holy crap. I just realized I have met her.
Huh.
Nice girl. Very attractive.
Yeah, we can actually get you guys into films back, some old dated films here.
Okay,
so.
Then they've got a couple of people listed here who don't even have movies listed with them. Sabrina Siani and Ihi Shina? I don't know who either of them are. And Sophie Disgrace? Sophia Disgrace? What the hell kind of movie is this? I don't know. I don't know who these people are. But I stick with my top 10, and I'm... That's what I'm going with.
I do see one that's on there that probably we could have mentioned, and that's Betsy Russell.
Yeah, we could have done that.
So, well, anyway.
We could have mentioned all of them. Oh, yeah, she's in all the Saw movies.
Yep.
I'm not so big as much a fan of the Saw movies. I like the first one. Second one worked for me. The other ones after that was like kind of beating dead horse with a frog.
You know, I never realized how many movies Debbie Rochon was in until I see this list.
Dude, Debbie Rochon's been in tons of movies.
Yeah, but you know, you don't think about that.
Sure I do.
Okay, not everybody thinks like that.
I've seen some of these movies, but not all of them. Probably not as many as I would have liked to have seen. But I've seen that one and that one. Oh, I saw that one. That one was funny. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with... Linnea Quigley, Brinke Stevens, and Tiffany Shepis. They've been in tons of movies. I mean, they like do movie every month, 2 months or whatever kind of thing when they were at their heyday of their activities.
Yeah.
And then Asia Argento is just, wow. I can't believe you know who Dario Argento is, right?
Yes.
The director of a lot of Italian horror movies, especially Demons or whatever.
That's his daughter, right?
That's his daughter.
Yeah.
And he has her naked in most of her movies.
Yep, I remember we've had this conversation before.
I swear to God, when I watched this movie, what the hell was the movie called? Mother of Tears. Mm. Okay? She has a shower scene, and she gets naked. She's a very attractive woman. I'm nothing against it. But she gets naked in a shower scene in a movie that has no purpose for a shower scene in the movie.
Yeah.
At that point. I mean, at the end of the movie, there's a need for a shower scene because, like, ooh, she got covered in stuff. But, yeah. And Shawnee Smith I never really considered as a scream queen, but I like her.
Yeah. There's some that are likable, but, like I said, some of them I wouldn't have put on the list.
Yeah, well. And Jennifer Tilly. We didn't even mention Jennifer Tilly. She doesn't scream. She just kills things.
Yes, well, I mean, it's just like Drew Barrymore when we were going down the list pre-show. I'm sorry, the only time, only of the list they gave, the only one I know of her screaming was E.T. And they put that on the list.
Well, the list that they have of the movies here are not just horror movies, they're just movies. That
yeah, I mean, well, I was going to joke because we're running out of time. But
we are.
Batman Forever, really?
I'm not saying nothing about Batman Forever. That was a horrible, horrible, horrible movie. I refuse to admit that I've actually watched it.
Yeah, I agree with you. On that note...
Thanks for coming out and join us, everybody in the chat room and everybody else in the wonderful communicable line of Electronic World and whatever. EW, thanks for joining me on the show.
Yes, it was an honor. You know, I love being on the show and getting to talk some of these things with you.
Curse of the Swamp Creature. And on that merry note, have fun, everyone!
Good night.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.